الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم. In the previous ayat we read where the Jewish people, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who accepted Islam, and many others, the ulama of theirs and other people, came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and asked for permission that we will follow Islam, but and what Islam is not openly against, and it was part of Jewish religion, we wish to follow that also. That is, we will honor the day of Saturday. Islam has nobody nowhere declared that don't celebrate Saturday as a big day. And we will stay away from camel meat and milk, which was also forbidden in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's religion. And Islam did not say that you must eat camel meat and you must drink milk. So we will do that also. And other things about the Jewish religion. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala declared that, and this is a thing which many people ask, where is it in the Quran that this is haram, to celebrate Christmas is haram, etc. To live a Western lifestyle is haram. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala said clearly, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam fully, have no other lifestyle, nothing else. So nothing besides Islam is permitted in Islam. It does not suffice for a person that he does a few outward actions of Islam, but in his heart he loves the ways of the kuffar, and he loves the lifestyle of the kuffar, and he does things according to the kuffar, dresses like the kuffar, does things like the kuffar, and outwardly he does a few practices of Islam. That is definitely not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ پھر اگر تم پھسل گئے, پھسلنے لگو, بعد اس کے کہ پہنچ چکے تم کو صاف حکم. And understand, Allah says, for all such people, whether it was those people in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and they were great ulama also, and they were great followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam. But Allah declared that this half-half business is not acceptable. Outwardly you act like Muslims, in your heart you got the love of the non-Muslims. That is not acceptable at all. So you must follow fully. And if you slip in this matter, after that the clear signs came to you. That is, you asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he gave you the clear message, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter fully into Islam. No half-half business, no outwardly something else and inside something else, but fully. So if you slept in this, then understand properly. فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, تو جان لو کہ بے شک اللہ زبردست ہے, حکمت والا ہے. Then remember that Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful and He can give you a very severe punishment for that. And the punishment that you yourself will not understand whether you are coming or going. And He is Hakim, He is most wise. He doesn't punish immediately. He gives you time, and for various reasons. One is that you can make tawbah, and this you understand. And the other is that you have no excuse on the day of Qiyamah that I did one wrong and immediately I was taken to task. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when a person's guna becomes open, exposed, then be sure it's not the first time he committed that guna, but he was doing this guna all along. Allah does not expose a person just as soon as he makes a guna. Allah gives him a lot of respite that he can make tawbah, correct his life. Allah is most merciful and kind. But finally, if you don't and you carry on, even for such great people like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah warns that if you make a mistake, like they wanted to follow still the Jewish religion in some aspects, and in which Islam did not openly forbid it, but Allah Ta'ala said, no, that is not at all acceptable. For us, we must think of our lives, how much we have got the Western way of life, how much we have got Hindu way of life. When there is a wedding, we do something of the Christians in our wedding, something of the Jews and something of the Hindus. And we have got no ghairat, no self-respect at all, that the Jews, Christians don't do anything about Islam in their life. And we have got the correct and the right thing, but we forgo our right and correct thing to do their haram and their wrong things. And they will never forgo their haram to do the right of Islam. But still, we want to be so broad, open-hearted and so broad-minded that we want to please them. In our times, that we want to follow the non-Muslims' lifestyle. We have holidays like their holidays. How many people even go in Ramzan for holidays? And these precious days that has passed, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, are no less than Ramadan also. When the last 10 nights of Ramadan are so valuable, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah are so valuable. Where the night of Laylatul Qadr is so valuable in Ramadan, the day of Arafat, the night of Zulhijjah, is so valuable. How many people in this Ramadan went to game lodges and spent their time there, abandoned the masjid willingly? If for some valid reason you don't go to the masjid, it's a different thing. How many people in these holidays, just because it was school holidays or something, they also went to places and they abandoned the masjids willingly, without any reason. And in fact, paying huge amounts of money, staying in those places, and no namaz with jamaat. And these precious and honorable days are not even thought about. So Allah warns severely against this, that Allah Ta'ala gives you respite, but come right before. When mort will come, after that, no respite. Until mort, everyone gets a chance. But after, at mort time, no chance whatsoever. So we should see, we don't dress like the non-Muslims, whether it is the Western way of life, whether it is how the Shias dress, whether it is anyone else. We must not have a lifestyle like that. We must enter into Islam fully. That is all what is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, yeah, enter fully into Islam. In another ayat, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Any person who desires and chooses a way of life which is not that of Islam, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, then that whole thing Allah will reject it. Like just a person does amal, he makes namaz, he makes hajj, but he doesn't do it only for Allah. He does it for Allah also, but together with that, to show people, Allah rejects that whole amal. Allah doesn't take any part of it. In the same way, we mix our religion, Allah leaves it completely. Allah doesn't accept half-half. Allah leaves it for the other people. He wants pure what is for Him. May Allah give us this understanding and let us follow accordingly and make our lives accordingly. And before mort, to make tawbah. That is the important thing. Otherwise, when mort will come, tawbah also is not accepted. Once the clear signs of mort have come, and then even once tawbah is not accepted. So, and that is an eternal, everlasting life. The severities and hardships of there, we cannot imagine. And the enjoyments and pleasure of Jannat also, we cannot imagine. That should be our object of life, not this dunya, not our nafs, not our pride, not our ego, our akhirah and the pleasure of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.